Hello everyone. Thank you for this blessed opportunity to be with you this wonderful Sunday noon. What we will be talking about today is the innate art of manifesting. The innate art of manifesting. I would like to start with inviting every one of you to just relax and take a deep breath, allowing the air to go down to your abdomen and allow all this life-giving oxygen to refresh and renew you. And as you feel at ease, release it and keep breathing again, just enjoying being embodied. I would like to offer some questions on manifesting today and a few steps into the process. This is one of my favorite topics, and I actually enjoy it a lot. So I offer you in the next half an hour or so to join me. What does it mean to manifest? How does one manifest? Who is in control of manifesting? Does anyone beside you have control over what you're manifesting? Does anyone beside you control your manifestations? We will focus on these questions today. So let's start with a few questions for you and also for me. Can one select anything and manifest it? Are there any prerequisites to manifesting your true heart's desires? Are there any prerequisites to manifesting anything? Are you consciously aware that you're manifesting all the time? Are you consciously aware that every single thing in your life is a manifestation of what is going on within you? Are you consciously aware that if you observe your manifestations and you prefer them to be different, you are in complete control to change what you have manifested and manifest whatever you choose here and now? Do you know how to do it? Are you consciously aware that everything and everyone is manifested in the same way? Are you consciously aware that every situation, circumstance, environment, relationship, person, thing, be it perceivable by the five senses or not, was created and manifested by you, within you? First, are you consciously aware that you are the creator of everything within you and around you? Are you consciously aware that being the creator has infinite power, and with infinite power comes infinite responsibilities to use the power wisely? If the answers to any of these questions are different than yes, I invite you on a journey to discover your true self and your innate manifestation abilities. If your answer to these questions is absolute yes, then I invite you to join the journey and experience the infinite power of that yes by amplifying your innate manifestation abilities, activating them to be in sync with divine manifestations, and enjoying every moment of it by celebrating your true essence, by celebrating your divinity. Are you conscious of being divine? Are you consciously aware of being divine? Are there energies in you that block you from allowing the divine to be expressed within you, through you, and for you? The divine manifests immediately, and divine expression is always perfect. So when you're consciously aware of being divine, you manifest everything immediately. Some call this magic. Is it magic to choose to be who you truly are? Have you chosen to be who you truly are? Have you chosen to express yourself through your true essence? Are you consciously aware of your innate power of authentic authority? Are you consciously aware that you can master your innate power of authentic authority just by accessing that power? Are you consciously aware that this infinite power is within you? Your wish is my command. This brief sentence actually describes in detail the way our subconscious minds work. Our subconscious minds are commanded by our wishes. They are commanded by our feelings. Our feelings create programs in our subconscious minds, and these programs act according to what we feel and manifest it for us. What we consciously choose is out of alignment with the subconscious programs, the subconscious programs will manifest according to their instructions. The result will be different from what we consciously chose, because the subconscious programs will override our conscious desire if the conscious and subconscious are out of sync. So to manifest your true desires, one has to release faulty programs from the subconscious. The faulty subconscious programs are energetic blocks that prevent the conscious desires to manifest if they're not in sync with the current subconscious programs. All creation starts within the Creator. All of your creations start within you. All of my creations start within me. The single most important thing is to have the conscious and subconscious aligned and in sync. This opens the access to the superconscious, which is divine consciousness. Divine consciousness is free of blocks, and all creations and manifestations of divine consciousness are instant and perfect and very enjoyable and completely organic. Have you experienced an event where you get a clear glimpse of what happens literally within a second from it happening? The subconscious is about 5 seconds ahead of the conscious all the time, and what you're witnessing in such observation is exactly the conscious program and its result, and you witness it within a few seconds before it manifests. So can you stop it before it happens? Yes, that's why you have the 5 second time to respond by choosing if you like to proceed and manifest the outcome you just extrasensory or clearly got, or to stop it and change it before it manifests. You are in control. So I just use a word that is being underlined when you write it because it's considered a misspell, and it's not. Claire, spelled C-L-A-I-R, and I said you extrasensory or clearly, not clearly, a clearly. Although it could be clearly and clearly at the same time, and that's the best, most beneficial and pleasant way. So we have the 5 senses that our body counts with, but that's not all our perception. We can perceive things way beyond the five senses, and if you choose to cause them extrasensory perceptions, we can also cause them clearly perceptions, and that's definitely a word that I made. It comes from this clear gifts of claircognizance, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience that we have. And they come in different order for every one of us. It means that basically we clearly know, not because we read in a book or somebody told us, or we just know without knowing how we know, and it's the truth. It's something that hasn't even happened already. That's a claircognizance. Then we have clairvoyance. We can clearly hear within ourselves, not with our physical ears, but within every cell of our body, we can, that's actually the clairaudience. The clairvoyance, we hear very clearly see. We get a picture of what it is, not actually with our physical eyes, but we get the picture very clearly inside of us. And clear sensory perception is, we have this very clear feeling. And again, this is just a small introduction to this. They come in different order for every one of us. And when we are in balance, we get them in the correct order that we've chosen before we incarnated. We get all the information in that order. If you actually know the order and you notice that we get the information in a different order, that's one indication we're out of balance. So the best thing to do is stop and balance ourselves. So in any way, you are in control. I am in control. Every one of us is in control of every single thing that's in our reality. And if we choose differently, we can actually change it. So all we have to do is to choose to be consciously aware of what is going on, to observe carefully and act on it if we choose to stop it and reverse it or alter it before it manifests. So what if you do this all the time? What if I do this all the time? What if we all do this all the time? Can we imagine doing this all the time? Would we imagine doing this all the time? How beautiful and powerful would that be? So we have here one option. We basically see a few seconds before something happens what's going to be, and we can choose to prevent it, if that's not what we're choosing to manifest. And another thing that we can do is also we can take a notice and say, well, if this is manifesting here, it means I have that program that's causing this to manifest. How about I go there and clear whatever kind of energies are causing that program to be running here, and once it's released and I'm free from it, it will by default manifest things that I like. So there are two caveats here and two gems that I'm offering for you, that you're always in control, immediately and in general. And you don't have to choose one or the other. You can use both. They're all basically forms of art that are innately given to you and to me and to all of us, and we all have them at our command all the time. So let's feel this now and here. Let's feel the infinite power and beauty of you being in control of everything in your reality. You are the creator of it all. What if you start using your innate divine powers to manifest your desires all the time, every time, constantly, continuously? Is that possible? With God, everything is possible. And God is divine consciousness. So this is a completely spiritual concept. It's a spiritual truth. Now you already have a glimpse of the infinite power of divine consciousness, which is within you, always ready, willing, and able to manifest for you at your command, at your choice, whatever you've selected. So why most people have the opinion that it is very easy and quick to manifest what they don't want, and it is very difficult and slow to manifest what they do want? Why many have experienced this opinion? Again, I have carefully selected the words that I'm using. That's an opinion. So why so many of us have experienced this opinion? But it's very easy and quick to manifest what we don't want, and it's very difficult and slow to manifest what we do want. Why? Why we claim that we knew something would happen and it did? Is this an extrasensory perception? Or is it just completing the manifestation process of whatever program we had running in our subconscious, and the result was revealed to us 5 seconds before it manifested. Once manifestations are a clear mirror image of what programs are running within them subconsciously, and one way to approach this mirror is to be very grateful for it, because it actually gives us a clear image of what's going on within us. So imagine you look at yourself in the mirror. If there's anything in the image of yourself that you see in the mirror, and you prefer it to be different, can you change it by doing things to the mirror? Can you change it by changing the mirror? You're probably going to see different things if you take a mirror that's distorted in some way. We're talking about a mirror that is actually showing a clear perception. Is it obvious that if you prefer to see a different image, you have to change what is being projected into the mirror, not the already projected image, and definitely not the mirror? And if you look at yourself and you prefer to have a different hair, doing anything to the mirror will not give you a different hair. You have to do something on whatever is projected into the mirror. So have you experienced a relationship in which you were treated in a way you didn't like, and despite all your efforts, you kept attracting and manifesting more of the same behavior, and even when you got out of the relationship, you kept attracting and manifesting the same outcome, although with different people and even different types of relationships, and even in the relationship with yourself? And why is that? And this is so because what was done in this case was changing the mirror. You end up one relationship, you keep attracting a different person, but you see the same thing in the mirror because you haven't changed what's been projected. You see this in the same relationship with yourself. And actually here it's important to remind ourselves that every relationship starts with the relationship with ourselves. If there's anything different than loving that we experience in our relationship with ourselves, it is best to make it loving, release whatever is preventing it, because it is, by the law of energy, it is not possible to attract a loving relationship with somebody else if we don't have a loving relationship with ourselves. The same way, it is not very tangible to build a house starting from the second floor, hanging in thin air. So you have to go to the point of creation and plant the seeds of what you choose to see in the mirror, and let the seeds grow and enjoy the image in the mirror. If you plant seeds of nettles, they will grow nettles. They will not grow bananas. So within you is where you direct your attention, intention, and love. Within you is where you plant the seeds of your desired manifestations. So let's shine the light and observe the creation process within us. I'd like to offer you a few other gems here to help you. You are in control of selecting, choosing, directing, and commanding your manifestations. No matter how it looks, you are the only one in control. Let's focus on the meaning of command. Command means to be in charge, to have authority, to direct energy, as well as to deserve and receive. This actually is a very interesting meaning of the word command, deserve and receive. So if any energy is blocking your awareness of deserving and your ability to receiving, that energy blocks your ability to command your manifestations and thus prevents you from manifesting what you choose. I will say it again. If any energy is blocking your awareness of deserving and your ability to receiving, that energy blocks your ability to command your manifestations and thus prevents you from manifesting what you choose. And since every one of us is continuously manifesting, when one is blocked from manifesting what they choose, they still manifest, although they didn't consciously choose what they manifest, and they didn't like it either. So that's another very important reminder for all of us, that every one of us manifests continuously, constantly, all the time. There are very few things that are constant, and one of them is that every one of us manifests all the time, being consciously aware of it or not. And in this light here, blaming anybody else about what's in our awareness, in our reality, in our manifestations, finding something wrong with somebody else is a waste of energy, because that's a low vibrating energy. It keeps attracting more of that. We're basically putting ourselves on a big detour that is actually deviating us from what we like to manifest and what we like to choose. So choose wisely. Do you choose to divert your energy in this way, to keep it stuck in something like that? Or would you take responsibility and say, if I've created this, I can change it and create something else that I choose now consciously and enjoy it? So the first step to any manifestation is to allow yourself to open yourself to the fact and become consciously aware that you manifest everything in your reality, even if it looks differently. I'll pause so we can all process this. So to allow ourselves to open ourselves to the fact and become consciously aware of it, that we manifest everything in our reality, even if it may look differently. And also to recognize the truth, it's a spiritual truth, that we manifest continuously with every breath we take. We manifest continuously. Our hearts beat all the time when we're embodied. It means when we have a physical body. When we're awake, when we're asleep, whether we're consciously aware of it or not, our hearts are beating all the time, and this is an essential process to being embodied. The same way, every one of us creates all the time, when we're awake, when we're asleep, when you feel happy, when you feel sad, all the time. In the process of this creation and manifestation, it matters how we feel currently, how we felt when some programs were created and stuck in our subconscious, and if there is a sink in between how we feel now, how we felt then, is there any clearing, releasing, freeing that we have to do to make it in sync? So once we recognize the first step to manifesting anything and its two essential ingredients. Again, that we manifest and that we manifest all the time. We are already on the way to manifest our desires with absolute precision. It is paramount to keep reminding ourselves of the first step and its two essential ingredients. We know them very well. It is extremely important to remind ourselves of them and to check if we are on the road using them or we've gotten into some detour. So we are in command of manifesting anything, and we manifest continuously. Those are the two essential ingredients. The second step is to free our subconscious from faulty programs that manifest out of sync with our consciousness. Do you have the ability to achieve this, by yourself? Do I have the ability to achieve this by myself? Do we all have the ability to achieve this by ourselves, to free our subconscious from faulty programs that manifest out of sync with our consciousness, things that we don't choose consciously? Yes. Will we do it? Let's leave in the question here. But the answer is yes. Yes, we all have this innate ability to do it. So you may choose to do it by yourself. My sincere advice from my heart would be to get assistance from those who have chosen to offer help. And obviously, select a divine being whose energy resonates with you and ensure you feel lighter and enlightened during the journey. Remember, you are the creator. You are the healer. They can offer high vibrational energy where the energy shift of raising your energy vibration happens easily, quickly, pleasantly, and deliciously for your own delight. But you are active participant in the process. You let them offer you the appropriate vibrations to do it. Just basically, they make the space for you. Someone who is experienced in mastering this, creating a space of high vibration where everything is possible to manifest. So remember, everything is energy, and all energy has a frequency of vibration. Energies of same frequencies attract each other. Energies of different frequencies repel each other. So if energies of different frequencies are occupying the same space, shift of vibration is started immediately. The low vibration can raise to match the higher, or the higher can lower to match the lower, or they can meet somewhere in between by the higher lowering and the lower increasing. The most beneficial outcome for both energies is to match at the highest vibration. I'll repeat this. The most beneficial manifestation for both energies is to match at the highest vibration. So be sure to choose a guide with the vibration of divine consciousness, since this is the highest vibration and will stay in its truth until all other energies match it. It's not going to lower, it's not going to compromise. When one chooses to be high vibration and to express it, everything that is not matching it will either shift to match it or disappear from their reality. So when one chooses to be high vibration and to express it, everything that is not matching the high vibration will either shift to match it or disappear from their reality. Once your vibration matches the vibration of what you choose to create and manifest, the manifestation is instant. Now, this is a beautiful, powerful, and truthful statement. Once your vibration matches the vibration of what you choose to create and manifest, the manifestation is instant. Again, when your vibration matches the vibration of what you choose to create and manifest, the manifestation is instant. You're in control. Keep the frequency of that vibration. The moment you lower your vibration, you affect your manifestation. You can only receive energies that match your vibration. Again, you can only receive energies that match your vibration at a particular moment. Now, this is infinite power and absolute control. I invite you to step in it. This is your true self, your divine being. You are the creator. Embrace your awareness of being. Celebrate your divinity. An additional reward for you and everyone and everything else is that when you are one with your true divine self and attract, create and manifest from your true essence, your creations and all your manifestations benefit everyone and everything with a divine synchronicity, and the mutual benefit is blissfully enjoyable to all. So how does it get even better than this? How does it get even better than this? A tip from my heart is that always ask and allow for your desire or something even better. This way you allow the best results to manifest. What do you observe? How do you perceive your observations? Is the glass half full or half empty? How you perceive your observations is a clear indication of if there's anything to be cleared from your subconscious or not. Are you looking for what's the gift in this for me? Are you perceiving every single thing as a gift? Are you celebrating it? Are you grateful for it? What if you feel grateful? What if you choose to be grateful? What if you choose to find the gift and acknowledge it and appreciate it and activate it for your own benefit and benefit of all? What if you do that? What if I do it? What if we all do it? Your awareness of being is the presence of God. Your awareness of being divine allows the expression of divine consciousness within you, for you, and through you. And this is a very powerful truth. Your awareness of being divine allows the expression of divine consciousness within you, for you, and through you. Now and here are the best time and space to start to acknowledge, allow, and celebrate your divinity. And I invite you to do exactly right. Now and here is the best time and space to celebrate your divinity, to acknowledge it, to allow it to be expressed through you, and to enjoy every minute of it. The light in me celebrates the light in all of you. Thank you. I would like to finish my favorite prayer. Divine consciousness. Divine consciousness, divine Father Mother Life, you are a life, a constant support, a health, a protection, a perfect fulfillment of every necessity, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of the self to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us with imperfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. This is the same expression that we mentioned today, express you. Our eventual purpose is to express divine consciousness. As we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. It is so. It is done. Amen. Thank you. How does it get even better than this?